Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about the expulsion of about 600 medical students from the University of Zimbabwe residencies following a protest over increasing tuition fees yesterday. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back. We are also streaming, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. About 600 University of Zimbabwe medical students are hard-pressed for accommodation tonight, and some are actually on the streets after they were kicked out of college housing yesterday following a protest over school fees increases. Lichona njani zulukandaba ikuti bana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhangela ukuxotshwa kwabafundi abafundela ubudokotela e-University of Zimbabwe. Batshengiseleke abafundi laba izolo besola ukukhwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo esingathi nge-30%. Basebethola ke incwadi izolo ntambama beyitshela ukubana kumele baphume baphele ezindlini zaleli kolishi. Sikhuluma nje bagcwele emachurchi, bagcwele esihlobeni labangane lamhlanje abaningi. Abanye babikwa besesitaladeni bengela ndawo zokuhlala ngoba abanye ngabavela kude, baxotshiwe ke university ku-housing ezindlini kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela njalo batshengisele bengela mvumo. Baterere kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki. Nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yekudzingwa kwevadzidzi vanoita zvidzidzo zveuchiremba kuUniversity of Zimbabwe, zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavakaita nezuro vachinyunyuta nepamusana pekukwidzwa kwemari yedzidzo. Vakazotumirwa matsamba manheru acho nezuro vachiudzwa kuti vabude mudzimba dzekoleji dzeUniversity of Zimbabwe. Kutaura kudai, vamwe vacho vapotera kumachechi ndiko kwavari kurara nhasi, asi vamwe vanonzi vari mumigwagwa havana kuwana kwavangarara. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And many of you will remember that Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag movement joined these students in campus yesterday as they protested, and he was arrested thereafter, and he's being charged with inciting violence, public violence. I believe he remains in custody tonight, and it appears he's spending a second day in custody. We saw the human rights organization Amnesty International releasing a statement today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues on its repressive path, trying to beat down human rights advocates, human rights defenders. And it was saying that the government should actually release Pastor Ivan Mawarire without any further ado. Yilo ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ngiyacho mina ukubana izolo uPastor Ivan Mawarire lizakhumbula ukubana ubotshiwe ngemva kokutshengisela la abafundi laba wetheswa umlando ke wokutshotshozela udlakela. Sibonile namhlanje inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele iAmnesty International isethula-ke umbiko isola ukubotshwa kukaMawarire isithi yona kumele akhululwe njalo ukubotshwa kwakhe kukhomba sobala ukubana uhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe, uhulumende weZANU-PF kazimiselanga ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu ngoba ayisilo cala ukuthi umuntu atshengisele ngokuthula. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone kusibalo udlakela ekutshengiseleni lokhu ukuthi udlakela lolu luvele ngapi. That's a subject of debate, but esikubone kumifanekiso kuma video esiwathunyelweyo ukuthi o security guard abalindi kuleli college abanye bathi ngomahobo yibo abaqaleke ukuchaya abafundi kwasokuqhamuka ke inxabanxoza khonapho ndiyonyaya irimugango nasi dirikuzeyazwe inyaya kusungwa kwaba Pastor Ivan Mawarire vaka batikanawo pakuratidzira uku nezuro. Amnesty International ya burisa mashoko nasi ichikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti irelease ivise musungwa vaMawarire nekuti akuratidzira hakuzi mhosva. So that's basically what we are talking about tonight, and I'm struggling to hear my producer to hear who we have on the line. Okay, joining us now is one of the expelled students who sought refuge at a church in Harare. Tonight, as we speak, the student is at that church, and we are not going to identify this student for obvious reason. Good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Okay.
Ataswera maswera ho.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, give us a clear picture of what's happening at the moment. We understand that you are at some church. How many are you guys, and how was your day?
Yeah, our day was bad. It wasn't good at all. Currently, we are about 25 students. And we do know the other guys who are when are they going to join us? Because currently the other guys, they are at the UZ main campus and they are being evicted now as we speak by the security guard because yesterday they didn't check out. So currently we are 25 so far.
And how about food? We saw Zinasu running around and some civil society groups such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are going to court. Seeking a reversal of this, you know, move by the University of Zimbabwe. Did you get any food?
Yeah, the food were being supplied by the church and the well-wishers. We don't know who exactly is giving us who is buying us the food, but we are just getting the food at the church. That's where all the students they've been getting the students from the well-wishers and the donors.
Okay, so to make things clear, you guys have been expelled from college housing, not from the university itself. You can continue with your studies.
Currently, no, there are no studies undertaking at the medical school. We have been expelled from the residence, but as we speak now, tomorrow there's supposed to be an exam. The guys who are supposed to write an exam at 8 o'clock, at 8:30. So, literally speaking, Clearly, the school is on, according to the university, they haven't yet stopped the study. But the students, because we don't have anywhere to stay, we haven't bathed since morning, so there's no one who's going to school for some studies. But according to the university, we're supposed to go to school tomorrow for an exam.
Saka mboti taurira ine kukwira kwefizi ya muri kukokana nayo apa mukoma yakwira ichibva papi ichiinda papi?
Okay, so currently as a medical student we are supposed to pay about 450 tuition fee and then 322 mandatory fee, so which means that our fees this semester we're supposed to be $772. But currently, the tuition fee has been increased from 450 per semester to about $900 per semester, and then you add on the mandatory fee, which is about $322 plus $900, which gives us about $1,200 something, and then you also add the accommodation. The accommodation fees, which is about $350 per 15 weeks. And then you also add $400 per 15 weeks. And then you also add another $400 for the other 15 weeks. So which is about $900 plus $1,200, which gives us about roughly about $2,100. That's where our fees currently are supposed to pay for a period of 30 weeks.
And obviously vakawanda venyu havaigoni mari havagoni kuiwana.
We cannot afford actually at the situation patrook but $772. We cannot even actually afford some. We cannot even be in res as we currently speak. We cannot be in res. We cannot afford the $450 for res. We are staying outside the campus and we are struggling to meet to find our ends meet.
Please hold for me the Mkoma. Please do stay on the line. That's one of the expelled University of Zimbabwe students that we are not identifying for obvious reasons. Siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo, and joining me now is lawmaker Peter Mataruse, who chairs the committee, the parliamentary committee on higher education. Vamataruse Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, baba.
Aiwa, tiripo, kurise kuchino yuko.
Ah, kuchino yuko kanaka.
That's good.
Asi hakuna kwa muri koko.
Ano kuna kuri postere, kiasi hakuna kunaka ku Harare uko ku UZ. Kwataona kuchidzingwa ma vadzidzi vanoita zveuchiremba vari kuchema sekunzwa kwenyu right now they've nowhere to go. Muri kuzvionawo sei sachigaro vekomiti inoona nedzidzo yepamusorosoro?
Ndatoinzwawo nhasi. Ndatofonerwawo neumwe journalist aitaura nyaya yacho. Tikatomutsanangurira kuti no, nyaya yakumbonzi kukwidza kwemafizi zvakambotaurwa kutanga kwegore, tikamiramira chaizvo ikabva yasiyiwa nezvayo. Saka nyaya yekukwidzwa nemafizi nemamiri yakaita nyika yedu zvakaoma. Komiti hainyanyi kufara nazvo, haina kufara nazvo nyange pazvaida kukwidzwa. Saka tiri kutoti no, sekomiti tiri kumhanyamhanya kuti aiwa tilobvire vanavo kuti aiwa garai pasi mutauri yani. Paende paite contenders vasvike pane pachidanho chinoita kuti chikoro chirambe chichienda mberi, vana vachibhadhara zvatirikwanisa sevabereki. Vabereki takaomerwa and isusu tichatotora danho kuti mangwana gari rinenge ririko tinzwisise vakuna minista kuti nyaya iyi achaishandisa sei, because kudzingwa kwevana kunotirwadza zvakanyanya sekomiti.
Asi tichitarisa chikonzero vamataruse, vana ava vari kuchema nekushaya mari vari kushorawo hurumende nekutadza kuextenda atingati ma-student loans everywhere in every country and I'm talking about every normal country where you go ma students government ine malona inopa ma students kuvabatsira kuti vange vachibhadhara ma tuition and mamwe ma costs anowanikwa panyaya dzidzo. Ko Zimbabwe zviri kufamba sei?
Ka budget rakataita regore rine pakanetsa kuti taite ka allocation kevana as
I'm sorry, we have lost Chinoy Lomeka, Peter Mataruse there, Vanova Sachigaru, the committee, parliament, you know, na nezwe dzidzo yepamusoro soro. Ngumnumzana Peter Mataruse gelo obe kuluma itingweni lo kumilu tingo lwakhe ngumgcinisihlalo wekomiti ekhangelane lezemfundo yaphezulu obe sola kakhulu ukuxotshwa kwabafundi laba 600 University of Zimbabwe izolo ngemva kokubana betshengisele besola ukukhwela ukwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo nge-30%. Bathi ikhwelileke imali abayibhadalayo isuka kubo 450 konapho yafika kubo 900 isidingakala yonke isihlangana yonke imali abayibhadalayo I think it's 15 months or so kuyabe kumele babhadale imali efika kubo 2000 njalo bayakhala ke njengoba lisazi ukuthi umumo weZimbabwe unjani. Bengimbuza ke uMataruse ukuthi khona kungani uhulumende weZimbabwe engafaki isikhwama eceleni abe encedisa abafundi ngalokuthiwa ngama-student loans. Kwakukhona ke kudala kodwa sazi ukuthi kwasuka kwathini mhlawumbe ngomumo wezenotho ngamanga kuhle uhulumende wasuka wehluleka. Kodwa-ke akulandlela abafundi abangaphumelela benelise ukubhadala izimali zabo ngayo kungela ncedo abalitholayo kuhulumende. Ndimbodzoka kumdzidzi ari kuimwe church anovamdzidzi mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro. Muchiripo parunhare here mukoma wangu?
Hello, tichiripo parunhare.
Okay. Ko hanzi ne University of Zimbabwe hanzi makanga muchiratidzira nemhirizhonga nezuro ndizvo here izvo?
Isusu sema students tanga takamira pa students union pa building yatinobvumirwa uyezve panzvimbo yatinobvumirwa kunge tichiratidzira ipapo anditika and then security yeyuzet ndo yakanga yakamira yakachengetedza kuti tisadarike imwe nzira yavanga vachiti hatifaniudarika anditika ndopa vakatanga kurova mastudents asi hapana amastudents vakakanda matombo sezvo vakanyora hakuna mustudent akakanda matombo pamutori nemavhidhios atoripo izvezvi amwe acho atokandwa pamasocial media nechinechi anoratidza zvakaitika mastudents ndo vaitorowa nesecurity yekupaiuzeti actually the university they wanted to counteract that effect nekuti nyepera kuti vakakanda matombo asi hapana kana mastudent kana wanu akakanda dombo.
Please do stay on the line there mkoma wangu an anonymous student talking to us from some church that we are also not identifying in Harare again for obvious reasons. And joining me now is my third guest, and that's a man who needs no introduction. That's Doug Coltart, a human rights lawyer. Doug, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, I understand that you are representing, is it some of these students or all of these students? What's going on? Tell us, you know, your role there. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So together with ZLHR, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, we are representing all of the students on a number of matters. So the first thing that that we're doing, we are challenging the eviction of the students from their residences, which we feel is unlawful because there was no court order which is something that is required by the Constitution, that evictions are arbitrary unless a court order is obtained before the eviction happens. So that matter goes to court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That will be heard by the High Court as to whether that the High Court considers that eviction illegal. Then the other matter, which we're also representing, two of the students have been arrested. One is the SRC treasurer, the UZ SRC treasurer, who has been arrested and charged with inciting public violence, and then another student who has been charged with criminal nuisance. So the student charged with criminal nuisance will be let go this evening, but the SRC treasurer remained in cells tomorrow, and so we'll be taking that matter to court tomorrow as well.
So you are talking of the SRC Treasurer General, and I believe that's Ignatius. Are there any other students in custody tonight?
No, so it's just the one student who is in custody tonight, so just Ignatius. The other student, I understand, was to be let go. So at this stage, it's just Ignatius, but there are two others who remain in detention tonight. So that's Pastor Ivan Mawaride, who was invited by the students to speak at the demonstration, as well as a friend and a driver of Pastor Ivan. So they have both been charged with inciting public violence as well, despite the fact that in fact, in Pastor Ivan's speech, he actually encouraged the students not to engage in violence, and despite the fact that Ocean was not even present at the time and was simply the driver. He too has been charged with inciting public violence, which is utterly absurd, really. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
Uh-huh. And when does Pastor Mawarire go to court?
Constitutionally, he must go to court tomorrow, because by tomorrow, the mandatory 48-hour window within which arrested persons must be brought to court will expire, because this is now the second night that Pastor Ivan has been in prison. So unless the police are willing to violate the Constitution, we expect he should be in court tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Doug. Please do stay on the line. That's Doug Coltart, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Start umlaleli u-Oscar Ndlovu ewange. Kunjani Ndlovu baba?
Kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani ewange?
Hayi, wange uyakanda.
Hayi, isikhathi sakhona baba. Akusiphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, thina sizuhlungu unensi by profession. Namadokotela afundayo omele aripresa amadokotela esisebenza lawo ehlukunyezwa kangaka kuzisa ubuhlungu. Asikwazi ukuthi isasa izimpilakahle yake ihamba njani. Nxa abantwana bathi befunda, ukufundela ubudokotela kubuhlungu, ukufundela ubunesi kubuhlungu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu, umuntu yabe ezinikele enhliziyweni yakhe. But nxa sehlukuluzwa somele aqede izifundo zakhe esenziwa so, angiboni ukuthi uyabe ezaphinda empilweni yabo sikhathazimisele ukwenza lowo msebenzi, ngoba umsebenzi wangkhona mkhulu.
Mhm, ngezinye indlela uthi uhulumende kalunika uxhaso olwaneleyo kubafundi.
Kakhulu umuntu intamele because lokaba uzinikela uba ngunesi uba ngudokotela yakuzinikela empilweni yakho ukuthi uzanceda abantu abagulayo impilo yakho yonke. And kudinga umuntu ozinikele ngoba abaningi bayayekela bathi hhayi lokhu angikukwanisi. Kufuna umuntu olesibidi ozimiseleyo. But nxa abantwana besasaqalile njalo umsebenzi wakho onzima, so umsebenzi olulo ukuthi kuthiwa uyathi bhatabhata lapho uyekele. Umsebenzi onzima uyakufuna ukuthi izinhlalo lokuthi uhlale ukukhuleka uNkulunkulu akuxhase ukuthi uwanelise ukuthi uncede abanye abantu.
Mhm, hayi limqotho baba Ndlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Qhubu kube lapha kuhle abantu ba.
Hayi kulungile.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Uqhakathekile umsebenzi owenzayo. That's Oscar Ndlovu calling us up from Wange. He says he is a nurse and he obviously sympathizes with the UZ students. Daga, before I come to you, let me welcome Alistair Funye, Zinasu official. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Funye.
Siyabonga bhuti, siyabonga linjani mahlabezulu.
Yeah,
ukuba niyanikile lo
mhlaba. Kakhulu Funye, siphilile lathi ngapha. Sibonile lijone ligijigiji malapha lidingela abafundi laba ukudla njengezinasu. Unjani umumo ungasichazisela? Abanye basemachurchi bangapha abanye?
Abanye basemachurchi, abanye of course labo lapho behlala khona njengama-leaders ezinaso. Usekretary jenerala namuhla ntambama ukwanise ukuthatha about 10 students ukuthi ehambe labo endlini yakhe lapho ahlala khona, nami ngikwazi ukuthatha 10 ukuthi ngihambe labo bahlala khona. So sinaso sikwanise ukumanage about 20 students ukuthi sihambe labo si-identify accommodation labo akwazi ukulala khona.
Kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela babiza uMawarire. UMawarire is considered an agitator by the Zimbabwean government. Do you think it was a wise idea to bring him on?
Thina njengeZimbabwe National Student Union, ukubuya kukaMawarire, yes, solidarity is important at some point in time. But what Ndiyamasinene esikhathini omaNdlovu bamele bedlale i-solidarity, not come into campus but manager some solidarity platforms at different ube campus.
Mm-hmm. So what next for these students, Funye?
Okulandelayo ukuthi these students, they don't have accommodation now. Number two, they don't have food. Number three, the students are prepared for their exam. So as far as we are concerned, we are trying to re-engage with the administration and the state of Zimbabwe, which is one issue, at least to bring back those students into campus, especially campus, and able to take care of their research and be valuable for the next coming exam.
Mm-hmm. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho Funye. Daga, coming back to you, there is now debate about the involvement of Pastor Mawarire in this matter. Some, of course, are critical, saying that, you know, he should not have involved himself in this matter, given his toxic nature. And I'm saying toxic in quotes, you know, that's how the government views him. While some are saying that, you know what, there's no separation between politics and these students' well-being. Mawarire has a right to associate with any cause. What do you make of those two arguments? Doug?
To say, I think it is important for the students' issues to be made front and center, right? So the issue of the fee hike needs to be made front and center. And so I understand the concerns about the politicization of that. But I think, as you have said, the important thing to remember is that student-focused issue is certainly connected to the broader political system, and indeed the response of the university in such a repressive manner is really indicative of the fact that the university system is really a mirror of what goes on at the national level, and that students' issues will not really be dealt with until the oppressive political system is dealt with. Now, in terms of the involvement of Pastor Mawarire, I think it's really a lot of the criticism I feel is unfair. Pastor Mawarire was asked by students to come and give a solidarity message about the students' issues. He exercised his constitutional rights. He, in fact, encouraged the students to remain peaceful, which is, in fact, a positive message. And the fact that he was arrested, some people say that, well, he should have known that he was arrested. Well, you know, just because we live in an oppressive society, should we stop exercising our constitutional rights? I don't think so. I think we need to keep pushing the boundaries.
Thank you there, Doug. And please do stay on the line. Va pita matarose va dzoka zvekare parunare va pita matarose ndi mumiriri wechinoya I think kudare reparamende uyezve vano vasachigaro vekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro soro vamatarose coming back to you ndine mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro apotera kuimwe chechi kuHarare nhasi. Mukoma wangu muchiripo parunhare?
Chiripo parunhare.
Okay, ndina vamatarose sekutaura kwangu ndisachigaro vekomiti yeparlamenti inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro. Pane zvamunoda kubvunza here kana kuti magrievances enyu amunoda kusvitsa kuna vamatarose vakateerera varipo? Taurai navo.
Isusu sema students epa UZ taita meeting na dean of students magrievances edu akaitwa kubva muna January akaendeswa kuna the vice chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. So we wrote a petition, so we're expecting kunge tichipiwa mhinduro, but hatina kunge taona mhinduro. I think and I hope kuti the vice chancellor oro vanhu vari kumusoroko vanoziva our grievances, but ingori nyaya hatizive kuti vakamagarira here kana tavasoda kuti pamhinduro. Saka isusu sekufunga kwedu, we thought kuti this committee ya Mr. Peter Matarose, ya Matarose, inoziva nezvemagrievances yedu. Takatonyora pasi sema students.
Ari kutaura mudzidzi vamatarusi.
Mastudents akauya nema grievances awo akanyorwa zvakanaka. Vakabatana nevamwe vekuMSU, vamwe vekuLawayo. And tichiridana zvokuti tisangane nemayunivhesitis akasiyana-siyana tigopa ripoti yakakwana kudare. Ndingati kana vakateerera last week padaitenderera necommiti yeHIV, ndakatotaura nyaya yemagrievances ndiri kuMSU campus yavo yekuzvishavane ndichitobvunza ndichitsvaga maanza nekuengeja maticha avo. Saka hatisati apedza because mainvesti akawanda, komiti yakawanda, kana tazopedza tichabva tesa ripoti yacho yakakwana nemarecommendations edu kuti apinde mudare.
But specifically isusu sema student.
I think I've lost one of my guests there. I think is that student who is currently at some church, sheltered at some church in Harare. But we'll be trying to reconnect with him shortly. Doug, please do stand by. And Funye, also do stand by. Mr. Matarose, ndipo mvunzwa nanga ndichibvunza runhare rwenyu rusati rwakata. Ndanga ndichibvunza inini nyaya yema student loans. Iri kufamba sei nyika dzese dzandingafunga nezvadzo? Any normal country, hurumende iri kubatsira ma students vadzidzi nemaloni. zvakambenge zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. What's going on now? Why is that not happening?
Takana chokugara pasi na minister tikamuonesa kuti vana vanoda kubatsirwa. And policy ripo ndekuti from August onwards vana vachapiwa maloan. Economy yedu haisi capable kuti tipe magrant asi maloan vachaawana from August zvichinda mberi. Ipromise yatakatiwa nehurumende kuti vana vanenge vaakubatsirwa saizvozvo.
Saka hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichazvigadzira izvi
kuti muna August vanenge vapwa maloan.
Muna August. Okay, I understand my student is back. And Vamataru saying that the government from August will be giving my student loans. What's your take on that?
So far, we are not mainly concerned about my loans or my grants. As a college of science, as a faculty of medicine, as students, tirikuda kuti fees iregedze kukwira. That's our main preference, and ndizvo zvatirikuda izvozvo, kuti fees inofanira kutombodzika. Zvema grants or ma promises, ema grants or ma loans, izvozvo takatsa ta discuss asema students. But for now, our main issue was kuti fees gaidzike, ngairegedze kukwira izvozvo. That's our main take as students izvozvo.
Ukalange bakalange ndaba yefizi ke bathi okwama loan okuthi azabuya ngo August. Yebo, kuhle kodwa udaba olumqoka abangalo kathesi ludaba lokuthi impadalo yehliswe. Funye and dog, would you any of you want to jump in there? Funye first, then Doug.
Yeah, I'm not going to end up about loans. Let us really back to the economic crisis. With the government, the flexible, we need our loans. Once it becomes a problem, you find out with the number of our students at my institution, these are free to the budget, any parliament to offer those loans. I can't be lied. Hence, we say it is impossible for the government to go into a loan to my students at my loan.
So, kumele benze njani lapho?
Nxa sikhuluma i-way forward thina especially coming from this naso part sithi what the government needs to do especially nxa bekhala ngendaba zamaloans is to involve all stakeholders that have interest into the student community. Nxa sikhayele abantu abanjengabozimdef nxa sikhayele abantu abanjengabo lawyers for human rights nxa sikhayele abantu abanjengecivil society corporate world, because these are the same people that can able to provide attachment for our students, because at the end of the day, they need into a practical work for them to graduate.
Doug, your turn. And also, looking at the national budget, education normally doesn't come anywhere close to defense when it comes to, the budget allocation. What's your take on that?
I'm glad you raised that, because that's exactly the point I wanted to make, is that it really comes down to an issue of priority for the government. We see budgetary allocations that are completely skewed towards maintaining a repressive state, huge budgetary allocations towards defense and the police and most especially to the travel of the president, who's spending millions of dollars on travel for the president, and a meager allocation towards education. Now, of course, there is need to engage the private sector when it comes to loans for students as well. But then when you have an economic system that is stacked against the revival of our economy, then, you know, it's very difficult for businesses to do that when, you know, the economy has been totally decimated by the policies of this government. But the point remains that education is a constitutional right, which must be given effect to. And so it's crazy in the economic environment that we have, where people are struggling to pay fees as they currently are, for there to be 100% hike in fees. It simply is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Doug. Looking at Professor Jonathan Moyo's Twitter feed, he's the Minister of Higher Education. So, Dr. Pezisai Ruanya, in light of the UZ incident, tweeted earlier saying, asking Professor Moyo, would the University of Zimbabwe medical students' strike not be a good opportunity to discuss higher education policies around students' funding? To which Professor Moyo replied, it is, and we will take that opportunity. He went on to tweet the way forward, saying that students facing challenges in paying the fees should apply for a payment plan and continue to attend lectures while they are paying agreed affordable installments until outstanding fees are fully paid. Mkomangwe Variku Chechim Zizi, is that not a good idea?
The issue about my payment plans and Itika. Isusutagara tine a way yekunzi tinofanira kunge tichibhadhara. There is current way payment plan, but if you look into the situation, there are a lot of students who cannot afford even to pay the current fees. Yagara itoripo pasina an increment. Vanotori nezvikwereti kuUZ. Handitika. And then someone came on and saying kuti we are now increasing the fees and then tine a payment plan. I don't know kuti what are they really trying to say. Because payment plan yagara itoripo paUZ. But we are not even afford kutokwanisa kutobhadhara the current amount yagara itoripo. Because our parents, some of our parents, they are vendors. Havatokwanisi kana kutotengesa zvekuti vanokwanisa kuti vabatewo chi vakwanise kuunganidza school fees. And we came from a, I can't say humble background, but from poor background. You understand? So ndozvinotoitika izvozvo. Tichikutaura kuti isusu hatikwanisi kubhadhara mari yakawanda. Mari yakawandisa ndozvatiri kutaura sema students. Hatiti kuti tinozobhadhara tichidai tichasei, asi tiri kuti hatisikwanisa kubhadhara mari yakawandisa. Not everyone ana baba vanokwanisa kunge vachibhadhara mari yeschool fees yakawanda, and not everyone ane scholarship. And tikutoti mari iripo yakawandisa zvingai.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there. Vama tarose nibodzoka kwamuri matarwa kuti starting in August ma student loans ari kudzoka. Pane zvimwe zvitsva zvamunogona kutaurira veruzhinji nenyaya dzedzidzo yepamusorosoro zviri kuuya?
Ndingati hapana zvizhinji zvendingada kuwedzera pane zviri kuuya, nokuti chandongoziva pari zvino chekuti promise yatakatiwa naminista nehurumende kuti August vanhu vachawana vana vachawana maloni. Chandiri kungochemawo ipapa pataime yandatosvika ndeyekuti generally maunivhesiti acho ari underfunded, anotoda kuti iwedzerwe. Tinoramba tichingolobha kuti iwedzerwe funding, iwedzerwe kuti maresurse, kuti maunivhesiti agoita maresearch agosimudza nyika ende mberi, vana vagowana funding yakakwana. Ndezvendingataura kuzhinji.
Mm-hmm. Rambai maka muri parunare mukoma vamatarose ingise kuwe pfunye. ngaphandle kwesehlakalo se-University of Zimbabwe lesi sesikhangela nje imfundo yangaphezulu umumo emakolishini ema-universities lapha umi njani?
Nxa sikhangela imfundo yema-universities sihlangana la two main issues okumele siwa-address. Number one, iyindaba ye-privatization of education, because nxa sikhangela i-privatization of education sebe sikhangela abantu abanjengabasefatima, sikhangela abantu abasemadlambuzi, sikhangela abantu abasedongodongwe, sikhangela abantu abasechilamambawu etsholotsho behluleka u-assessa imfundo i-half tertiary because of incapacity of i-privatization. Ngoba nxa sikhangela i-economic status sikhangela ukuthi khona ama-students ona lawa abe ne-15 points and above, they are not able to access i-high-end tertiary education, hence leading to ama-capitalist abantu already abalemali being able to access i-high-end tertiary education because of the issue of privatization. I-privatization leading to disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuze ama-loans, disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuze ama-scholarships. Yes, at the end of the day, babe confronted ama issues with abana fees with the father.
Mr. Funye, there is an argument that education in Zimbabwe compared to other countries is very cheap. What you guys are required to pay is next to nothing compared to what students in other countries, for instance America, have to pay. Is that a fair comparison or a false comparison?
No, there's a bogus element as far as that comparison is concerned, because looking at the economic meltdown, and looking at economic quagmire that the people of Zimbabwe are facing, we are confronted with the issue that each and every individual has to survive by a dollar point to survive a day. While the students themselves, they cannot even access 10 cents of that dollar point. So hence it brings forth the victimization of students, female students, who at the end of the day have to recite with the cutting points for them to attend lectures at the University of Zimbabwe, who should even reside with cutting points, cell phone park, to be able to access education infrastructure at NAS. Who should also reside with combi drivers at the end of the day, who should transport them from point A to point B. Yes, it is unfair disclosement of this discourse, saying that people in the Republic, Republic meaning Zimbabwe, henceforth have to live within a dollar and a half.
Please do stay on the line there. Coming back to you, Mkomo wangu, Mziziku, Ariku Chechuko, a fair or a foul argument?
Isusu sangati singo taro sima students kute pari zino singo ya kukata mas tine chimo chimo chete changa shida kuti chingo nzikwa chimo cha timire iyo zino chikutanga ndiche fisi kuti fisi nga izikwe zatanga tichingo kumbira at the moment and then yo zekuzo tu utazo zikira wako shkoro utazo no zizau zanshu imo but chakaita kuti tiende tino ratizira yanga ringa ya kuti fisi nga izikwe. And in those languages, you should see my students. Every student in those languages is physicalizing.
Please do stay on the line there. Ndimbo tora mtereri. Mkuma Donald Kujoni. Magadi mkuma wangu.
Dribo mkuma kimdunga mriseko.
Dribo. Ameno imimi kujoni ugo.
Mutatarika mkuma ina amo yoga. Katakatiza na amo. Ya tungu. Ndungu ramba chitikiri ya kuse kuse.
Namonde munhu wese mukoma wangu ingava dzidzi vari kurizawo mhere wani
Yeah, hey, you know, my brother, I'm coming out of the Papa. I visit, but why he doesn't have a Dakushi, but you are not going to see. But you got better, this is Arago. But you are the government that is Rakakura sheet, Varume. And this is here, Vahida now. In the Kosokana, I protest our Homasid, the Aguan, but you have the Ukosu, the Samuel Gamma, now I think of what I'm not a pine. Was now without money, but I don't know what a pine. Murugan do Vanoconio.
Saka murukuti Saka murukuti mkoma Donald Madara aya ana hanya nevadzidzi nekuti vana vavo vari kudzidza panze kwenyika uyezve ivo pachavo vakadzidzawo panze kwenyika.
Exactly. Mukatasa wamuona iko zvino mukatasa vazhinji vavana vavo vanotouya vamwe vari kuno kuna na Cape Town University mamwe kuna na vakazara kuna na America iko ndokwa vanopinda kuna na China kukose ndokwa vanoenda handiti. I was a little bit of a
Aiwa, mataura mkoma Donald, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Uraiti mkoma maita basa ndo tikumbisa wako mkoma wangu nevamwe masidenza dzingwa kuti hashingai moyo musadzokera kumashure.
Aha, hanzi rambai makashinga na mkoma Donald. Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha Donald ofona ese South Africa uthi okuhluphayo ukuthi isiphathamandla zikahulumende kazizihluphi ngokulungisa udaba lwezemfundo ngoba abantu abazo bagcwele phandle kwelizwe emazweni afana lapho South Africa ema-university adulayo abanye bangaphi emelika abanye bangaphi ngaphi ngakho udubo olubhekane labafundi eZimbabwe uhulumende kalandaba lalo ngoba abantwana beziphathamandla baphandle kwelizwe. Uyakhuluma lapho uDonald Funye. Halo Funye. Halo Alista.
Yebo. Yebo ngikhona.
Yebo ngithi uMzila uDonald lapha. Yebo iziphathamandla kazi sihlophi na ngenxa yokuthi abantu abazo baphandle kwelizwe.
Yebo ngizwile amaphoyisa adelezwa uDonald.
Singathi le point yini and I think he does because look at it this way. Let's take for instance the healthcare system that we have in Zimbabwe. If and only if you know government officials, including the president himself, if they were so much committed to the local healthcare system And if the president, instead of traveling to Malaysia, he committed his health to local doctors, local health institutions, I think we would have a better system. And I think that also goes for the education sector. I'm just saying, sitate umlaleli njalo timotora mtereri. Tava kuenda kumaguma chirongwa chedu. Mtereri mkoma tawuya ku South Africa. Magadi mkoma wangu.
Maga simba yale baba.
Ataka simba kunge njanji chayo koi mimi.
Ayo watirinani chando chete chando.
Chando cha pisa.
Ah, chando cha pisa.
Ai nguva yacho mdara. Mapina muchirongwa.
Ai wandi notenda baba. Ndada kutaura nenyaya iri kuitika ho pa university iyo. Inyaya inorwadza mukoma. Ngatitarise nguva yatirino, inguva ya June. Wachidzinga wana hawana kwekuenda. Chechipiri, tiri kutarisirawo kuti nyika yedu iwe nana chiremba wemunyika medu. But iwo tiri kuona kuti madhara yayaya ari kutoda kuuraya kuti nyika yedu yacho irege kubudirira kuenda mberi. Inogobudirira seiko? Tongorapwa tiri kune dzimwe nyika here? Handii ndo zvacho zvatofanira kutarisira kubuilda nyika yedu. Even if nyango wakavapa mascholarship wanhu iwawawo, tiwo wachange wachingosenzera vari munyika yedu. Chakashata chii baba? Nyaya iyi inorwadza mukoma, inorwadza. Vamwe vari kushupika kuti vatombobhadhareka mari kadiki diki ikako kekuti vanyore dzama. Apa dzama raapadhuze vana vaakudzingwa, which means vazhinji vachatotadza kunyora nekuenderera mberi nenyaya iyoyi.
Nyaya inonzwisa tsitsi chaizvo.
Aiwa, zvinoda kuti hurumende yacho, kana iri hurumende chayo chaiyo ine inoziva zvairi kuita, ine tsitsi nekubudiriro yenyika, inofanira kuact against this situation. Vana vadzokere muchikoro, vanyore bvunzo dzavo, vazoiwa nevachiremba vachatirapa isu, tachemberawo tadzoka kunyika yedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma tauya nekupira muchirongwa.
Ndatenda hangu zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Okay, thank you so much. Ngomlaleli utauya fona ese South Africa. Mukoma wangu kuyuze tuko kuchechi ndimbodzoka kwamuri tivhare chirongwa. Tipei mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Mashoko ekupedzisira, tinotenda nerutsigiro rwatinopiwa nemachechi akasiyana-siyana neorganizations akasiyana-siyana anotibatsirawo. Especially vati pavo tiri kurara nekudya nevamwe vanongoramba vachingotikurudzirawo and then vamwe vana chiremba vakabatsirawo hanzvadzi dzedu izvezvi vakavapa pekurara ndo vatinotenda and then tinotarisirawo uyezve tine hope tinotarisiro yekuti vakuru vedu vachanyorovesa mwoyo vonyatsonzwisisawo chimo chedu uyezve neramangwana vonyatsoonawo kuti mabatsiro avakatiitawo sanezuro handifungiri kuti tokumbirawo kuti vasamadzokorodze vanofanira kukotinzwisisawo ndozvatinotarisirwa semastudenti kutiwo vapavisewo mwoyo wavo vanyorovesewo mwoyo wavo vanyatsotinzwisisawo situation yedu semastudenti ndiwo mashoko angu iwayo uyezve ndinotenda neruzhinji rwezimbabwe nemashoko ecomfort avari kungotipawo nekudzikira kwavari kungotiitawo semastudenti but tinongoti tiri pamwe chete nehondo.
Aiwa, tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mukoma wangu and all shall be well. Tinotenda zvikuru ticharamba tichikurukura.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you so much, Zimbabwe. This is it from me and Tungamili Komo, your host, and of course the crew behind the scenes. I'd like to say thank you to expelled UZ student that we will not be identifying. You heard from him. We also heard Alistair Punye, Zinasu official, Doug Coltart, my good friend there, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and of course, lawmaker Dr. Peter Mataruse, chairman of the committee on higher education. Again, I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday. Kunai Zimbabwe.